a baby universe in the laboratory? As far-fetched as some of these ideas appear, they have been seriously considered by physicists. For example, when trying to understand how the Big Bang got started, we have to analyze the conditions that may have led to that original explosion. In other words, we have to ask, how do you make a baby universe in the laboratory? Andre Lindy of Stanford University, one of the co-creators of the inflationary universe idea, says that if we can create baby universes, then maybe it's time we redefine God as something more sophisticated than just the creator of the universe. The idea is not new. Years ago, when physicists calculated the energy necessary to ignite the Big Bang, people immediately started to wonder what would happen if you put lots of energy in one space in the lab, shot lots of cannons together. Could you concentrate enough energy to set off a mini Big Bang? Asks Lindy. If you concentrated enough energy at a single point, all you would get would be a collapse of space-time into a black hole, nothing more. But in 1981, Alan Guth of MIT and Lindy proposed the inflationary universe theory, which has since generated enormous interest among cosmologists. According to this idea, the Big Bang started off with a turbocharged expansion, much faster than previously believed. The inflationary universe idea solved many stubborn problems in cosmology, such as why the universe should be so uniform. Everywhere we look, from one part of the night sky to the opposite side, we see a uniform universe, even though there has not been enough time since the Big Bang for these vastly separated regions to be in contact. The answer to this puzzle, according to the inflationary universe theory, is that a tiny piece of space-time that was relatively uniform blew up to become the entire visible universe. In order to jumpstart inflation, Guth assumed that at the beginning of time, there were tiny bubbles of space-time, one of which inflated enormously to become the universe of today. In one swoop, the inflationary universe theory answered a host of cosmological questions. Moreover, it is consistent with all the data pouring in today from outer space from the WMAP and COBE satellites. It is, in fact, unquestionably the leading candidate for a theory of the Big Bang. Yet the inflationary universe theory raises a series of embarrassing questions. Why did this bubble start to inflate? What turned off the expansion, resulting in the present-day universe? If inflation happened once, could it happen again? Ironically, although the inflation scenario is the leading theory in cosmology, almost nothing is known about what set the inflation into motion and why it stopped. In order to answer these nagging questions, in 1987, Alan Guth and Edward Farre of MIT asked another hypothetical question. How might an advanced civilization inflate its own universe? They believed that if they could answer this question, they might be able to answer the deeper question of why the universe inflated to begin with. They found that if you concentrated enough energy at a single point, tiny bubbles of space-time would form spontaneously. But if the bubbles were too small, they would disappear back into the space-time foam. Only if the bubbles were big enough could they expand into an entire universe. On the outside, the birth of this new universe would not look like much, perhaps no more than the detonation of a 500-kiloton nuclear bomb. It would appear as if a small bubble had disappeared from the universe, leaving a small nuclear explosion. But inside the bubble, an entirely new universe might expand out. Think of a soap bubble that splits or buds a smaller bubble, creating a baby soap bubble. The tiny soap bubble might expand rapidly into an entirely new soap bubble. Likewise, inside the universe, you would see an enormous explosion of space-time and the creation of an entire universe. Since 1987, many theories have been proposed to see if the introduction of energy can make a large bubble expand into an entire universe. The most commonly accepted theory is that a new particle, called the inflaton, destabilized space-time, causing these bubbles to form and expand. The latest controversy erupted in 2006 when physicists began to look seriously at a new proposal to ignite a baby universe with a monopole. Although monopoles, Particles that carry only a single north or south pole have never been seen. It is believed that they dominated the original early universe. They are so massive that they are extremely hard to create in the laboratory. But precisely because they are so massive, if we injected even more energy into a monopole, we might be able to ignite a baby universe into expanding into a real universe. Why would physicists want to create a universe? Lindy says, in this perspective, each of us can become a god. But there is a more practical reason for wanting to create a new universe. Ultimately, to escape the eventual death of our universe.